And now we head back to the ballpark for some more baseball.
Thank you, Angela. Bottom of the fourth inning, Ethan Navratil. After getting a 1-2-3 third, looking for more of that here in the fourth inning, he gets the top of the Charger lineup in Eric Terrace.
That's where you got to build off that stuff. Yeah, you've struggled in the first and second, but now you had an inning to settle in and go ahead and settle in and put some zeros up and give your team a chance. As Farmang leaving two on that inning, they've left three on total. I know that some teams are late arrivers, but it's an elimination game. That's not going to they're not going to give it to you.
Nope, got to earn it, and you got to score to at least have a chance to win, right?
That is a new rule. Yes.
The pitch to Eric Terrace, right down Broadway, and strike one. 4-0 if you're just joining us. Spring Hill leading Farming. Pitch a little bit low. And the count, 1-1, 4 runs, 6 hits, no errors for the Chargers of Spring Hill. 0-2-3 for Farming. Terrace beats it on the ground to short. Tough play for Taylor Foray coming across. And his throw not in time. The speedy Eric Terrace going to beat it out. And, you know, if you're a shortstop, Kirby, and you're playing with Eric Terrace at the plate, you got to cheat. You got to come up on him. Just not going to throw him out from that position.
Yeah, and Taylor did everything right, but the ball hit just slow enough, Eric running just hard enough that he beats it out for the infield single right there, and he's on again.
On again, and to the plate, Austin Schoenberg on the afternoon. Austin, 1-for-2, has been on base twice, has scored twice, reached on an error in his first at-bat.
Austin toe the rubber much anymore?
Not a whole lot. No, pitched a lot when he, maybe that senior in high school, a few years out. 1-0, 0 strikes. Austin shows a little bunt and pulls back.
Spring Hill playing here, I can't not think of. Six summers ago, 2015 state tournament, Austin Schoenberg threw the first 5 innings on their big upset victory over Sobieski in the state tournament.
Yeah. Pitch a ball called 2-0 to Austin Schoenberg. Going is Eric Terrace. Here's Cody Foray's throw, not nearly in time. Terrace with the stolen base. Yeah, that was a 1-0 game, wasn't it, Kirby?
It was very. I know they shut him out, and I know Spring Hill didn't have a ton of hits. Schoenberg had, I think he had a no hitter through 5. Ben Schrader threw a couple innings, and Jacoby Anderson threw a couple innings. I think there was enough beer spilled on the floor of extra innings that night. They could have started a brewery.
Austin Schoenberg puts a bunt down the first baseline, and they're able to get Austin. A 1-3 on the play. Nice play by Ethan Navratil. That was an awesome bunt by Austin Schoenberg, and just about a big-time collision with him and Tyler Schrader as that flip from Navratil went right into the baseline.
It was a very good bunt, too. Oh. Pushed it almost far enough to get past Navratil. Ethan's big frame helped him out right there, and that flip over to Tyler to get the out, and Flames got to bring the infield in here.
Yeah, that bunt obviously created a scoring opportunity for the Chargers, pushing Eric Terrace over to third, and the pitch to Jamie Terrace inside a ball, 1-0. 1-0, 0 strikes. 1-1.
Joe Gill listening today.
Well, that was a test.
He had a very nice thing to say about you that
I was hoping he would be up in Battle Lake with Nathan Schlungen, but I guess not. And the pitch a strike called, and 1-1. And I was hoping that he'd be swimming because Joe Gill.
I was going to say, I don't think he can swim.
He doesn't
right?
like water.
No. Huh. Well, now that you're making fun of him, he said that you should stick to words that you can spell.
Uh-huh. 1-1, 1 strike, 1 out. Terrace lines it to left field. Becker there, and it goes right over his glove, and that's going to roll all the way to the Ivy. Jamie Terrace digging it out. He wants that extra base, and into third base with a slide, and he's safe.
So I don't know if Josh, did he misread that? Or it's just it looked like he came over, and then the ball just went a lot farther and hard. It was hit harder than he had anticipated, or what are you going with
there?
Seemed like he thought he had a really good play on it, and then within about 5 feet of the ball, he realized, oh, I got to go pick this up now.
Yeah, and, you know, it's a ball that should have been caught. It's just I think he misjudged it, Kirby. I really do. They give him a hit.
So a triple.
Jamie Terrace getting that gift triple.
Who have you had for triples now? Dalton Thielen, Jamie Terrace. Is that it?
I don't know. I don't know anybody else. I think that's it. At the plate, we have Anthony Riverman. Runner at third, 5-0 Spring Hill. Riverman will foul it back over the first base dugout, right by that sports deck there, and 1-1 to Anthony.
No activity in the Farming pen. Yeah, down by 5 all of a sudden now here in the fourth inning.
That deficit just gets bigger and bigger. Farming in on the grass right now. That in with one out. The pitch to Riverman and a swing and a miss. He chases that high fastball in the count 0-2. The ball's two strikes. Anthony Riverman deep in the batter's box. Ethan Navarchil.
He needs a punch out here.
And oh. Reverman's going to take that one right off that left elbow. Ouch. He did not rub it going down to first base. Brandon Welly does. And bring Regan Nelson to the plate.
Teammate in need is a teammate indeed.
So first and third for the Chargers, and here's Regan Nelson. Nelson breaks his bat, squibs it to short. Taylor Foray will go to second for one, and wow. Aaron Eink gets taken out on a hard slide by Anthony Riverman, scoring his Jamie Terrace. And it's now 6-0.
Now we see out of the bullpen. Is that?
Well, Adam Winkles is going down there.
Okay.
Sam Hupfer is just going to go as a spotter, I think.
Yeah, Sammy did a nice job yesterday filling up some inning sheets for the Flames. Eink still a little dinged up as Riverman came in hard right there.
Two runs in here in the fourth for the Chargers. Ground ball by Eric Schoenberg to second. Aaron Eink's going to tag the runner Regan Nelson out, and that's going to end the fourth inning for Spring Hill. The Chargers come up with two runs here in the inning, two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one man left on base. We have played 4 here in Cold Spring, 6-0 Spring Hill over. We're back in a minute. KASN.
Stop by Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring on your way home from the ball game this weekend. Shady's has a fantastic menu to bed down your hunger and a full bar to quench your thirst. Be sure to like Shady's Long Shots on Facebook to stay in the know on their Music by the Lake concert series. Live music on the patio this Saturday and Sunday for your entertainment. Come by land or pull up your vessel by sea and tie up to one of Shady's spacious docking slips. Best of luck to the Richmond Royals and the Cold Spring Rockies from everyone at Shady's Long Shots in Cold Spring. Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Be sure to come by for Corky's weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has pull tabs and e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
And now we bring it back to the ballpark for some more baseball.
Top of the fifth inning. And the Farming Flames, bottom part of their order, Tyler Schrader, Aaron Eink, Braden Eink, the 7-8-9 hitters.
They've had chances against Mr. Van Beck, just haven't been able to cash in thus far through the first four frames, Randy.
As Schrader will pop this one up, foul and out of play as that ends up by the restrooms here. People ducking out of the way.
Well, if it's the Royal faithful, they might be seeing a couple balls when they look up into the air.
Boy, I tell you what, that footer is listening intently. He must have like earbuds in or something like that because he said Joe can come up to the cabin anytime.
Oh, there you go, Joe. Standing appointment.
See ya, Joe. And a pop-up to the infield. Jamie Terrace calls for it at short. He'll make the catch for the out. And Tyler Schrader retired.
Does that mean you're doing mornings tomorrow?
Well, I suppose I can.
I get my assistant farm director cap put it back on. Eink and Terrace with a word with each other. Friendly word or nothing too egregious by any means from what I've gathered. It was a hard slide at second base.
Pitch a swing and a miss by Aaron Ike. Strike one. Aaron 0 for 1 so far this evening. Pitch a little bit high as that crosses the plate. And the count, 1-1. 1-1 the count. Peyton Van Beck, the draftee from Al Rosa, toes that rubber and comes home in a swing and a miss by Aaron, strike two.
Joe Beal texted me saying, Nathan Schlangen for Hall of Fame. I would assume his induction speech, if Joe were to induct him, would say something along the lines of, he struck Randy out on 3 pitches one time. just if I were willing to venture a guess.
2 balls, 2 strikes to Aaron Ike. As Van Beck delivers, and a swing and a miss. Strike three.
So are you quantifying the Van Beck fastball as just a tad sneaky that these guys – I know you have to kind of respect that hook a little bit, and he's just kind of burning it in on some of these. He's getting some more swings and misses. He's not in the velocity category that we've seen this weekend in the Leasers or the Funensteins, but still getting swing and misses.
Yeah, absolutely. Sneaky fast fastball. Peyton Van Beck, good location. And he's hitting the mitt right now. Nathan Terrace probably talking in between innings too. Is this is how we want to pitch this hitter. 0-1 the count to Braden Ike. Pitches outside from Van Beck in the count, 1-1.
3 strikeouts now for Peyton Van Beck.
Pitch just a little bit high to Braden and the count at 1-1.
Nathan Terrace turned around. Had to ask a question.
Where was it? 2 outs, no one on for Farming here in the 5th. Swing and a miss. Count 1-2. No, it should be 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2-2 the count. And the pitch a little bit high. The count full at 3-2.
Leadoff man Taylor Foray on deck. 6-0 in favor of the Chargers here. Top 5 at Cold Spring Baseball Park.
Lost our sun to a little cloud bank out to the west of us. Yeah, and a swing and a miss. Ike is out on strikes. That ends the Flames' 5th. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. 4.5 innings. Spring Hill 6. Farming nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
If you need concrete for your home, farm, or business, then giddy up and go to Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has precast products including H or J style feed bunks, bunker style wall sections, and manufactured slatted floors. No concrete jobs are too big or small for Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center, Long Prairie. Working hand in hand with our good neighbors and farmers for 100 years. Call us today at 837-5288. Are you thinking of building or remodeling this year? Last year, the windows in your home were drafty, and you were setting the thermostat higher. Now is the time to get those windows replaced with Thermotech windows available at El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa. Thermotech understands that your home is more than a shelter of the elements. It's a reflection of your style and values. Bring in your plans and ideas to El Rosa Lumber. Their staff will guide you to picking out the Thermotech windows for your home. Keep your home warm and looking good with Thermotech Windows and El Rosa Lumber in El Rosa.
And now we run it back in for some more baseball.
All right, Angela, bottom of the 5th inning, and Owen Meyer, Luke Damer, Nathan Terrace facing Ethan Naberchill from the Farming Flames, 6-0. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Spring Hill, no runs, 2 hits, 3 errors for Farming, and Owen Meyer will drive this one foul and out of play down the third baseline. Just a long strike for Owen. 0-1.
The basketball court or skate park?
Looks like basketball court there.
You ever play hoops over there?
No.
You better be smooth with your jump shot. They got like a triple enforced rim that you can't hang on. If that hits that rim, it's bouncing to the other street.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Pitch low for a ball. 1-1. 1-1. Again, the pitch. Meyer pops this one up in the infield. Back on the grass just a bit. Aaron Ike. And the second baseman makes the catch for the out.
Will Mergen behind him at second. Right fielder Will Mergen coming on. If Ike were to miss it, Will had his glove kind of placed right behind it where the flight of the ball was coming.
Can't you just, I mean, you've done that too, playing baseball or any other game like that. You can just feel that pressure of somebody behind you, right?
Go away. Let me catch the ball.
Go away. You feel it. You hear those footsteps a little bit, but it's like, oh, how close are they to me?
I yelled, I got it.
I know. Here's Luke Damer. Damer 0 for 2 so far today. A couple of ground ball outs.
New kid on the block in Spring Hill?
Yes. And Damer will follow it back and out of play in the count 1-1. Randy Schoenberg will be up here probably within the next inning or so.
I'll have to get my thinking cap on.
Kirby, don't peek.
I haven't cheated off a piece of paper since high school, Randy.
1-2 the count as it's fouled back and out of play. And the pitch a little bit low from Ethan. The count, 2-2. 2-2, one out. Navratil's pitch. Damer chops it to third. Braden Eink in on the grass. Throws to first. Schrader with the grab. And 5-3 in the putout.
Tough play right there as Damer. Not exactly Eric Terrace or Austin Schoenberg up the first base line, so Eink had a little time to play with. Used that time wisely to deliver that strong throw. Set your feet a little bit.
Nathan Terrace, 1-for-2. One being a bunt single. Back in the second inning. First pitch from Mr. Navratil, Mr. E. Is a ball, 1-0. The big E, we refer to him as. Pop up behind home plate, Cody Foray. We'll make the catch for the out, and Cody does a little tippage after that, but that will end the fifth for Spring Hill. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. After 5, Spring Hill 6, Farming nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see Kara and Kelly. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today. If you are driving a vehicle that's dented and banged up, maybe it's time to give it a facelift and head to Leo's Auto Body and Glass in downtown Farming. Leo has been making his customers' vehicles look showroom new again for many years. Leo's Auto Body and Glass also does glass replacement and chip repair. Stop by today or give Leo or Jolene a call at 597-3730. That's 597-3730.
We welcome you back to the Cold Spring Baseball Park, our Region 15C baseball tournament. You love it. We love it. It's not possible without these fine folks. Stony Creek Dairy, IPM Wade Park, Shady's Long Shots, Westside Liquor Wade Park, El Rosa Lumber Company, Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Pep's Pork, B&S Excavating, Albany Chrysler Center, Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Gilliland Chevrolet, Promotional Resources Incorporated, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Albany Family Dentistry, Kramer Lumber True Value of Melrose, Kensington Insurance Agency, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Trapper's Pub and Grub, Central Minnesota Realty, the Lake Henry Implement, Leo's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, the Freeport State Bank, Corky's Bar in Richmond, Worms Lumber, and Ready Mix, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Ecker Feed Service of New Munich, John Dold, Century 21, First Realty, and the fine folks at Liberty Electric.
To the top of the order for the Farming Flames, Taylor Foray takes the first two pitches from Peyton Van Beck for ball 1-2, and ahead in the count. Van Beck delivers, low and inside. Well, they call it a strike, does Tim Pratt, and 2-1. 2-1 the count. Foul tip into the mitt of Nathan Terrace in strike 2. 2-2.
Of the 2 flame hits, the 4A ball was scolded. Navratil just kind of chunked his to left.
Pitch upstairs, and the count full now to Taylor Foray, 3-2. Foray, Isaac Nett, Ethan Navratil here in the sixth inning. Peyton Van Beck delivers for a ground ball to third. Wow, nice play by Eric Schoenberg. On to first. 6-3 on the putout, or 5-3 on the putout. The man has got some guts over there, doesn't he?
He's well aware of the fact that if he doesn't field it with his glove, he's got a body that can take it.
Yeah.
He's right there, and I think he keeps that in his mind. And just if you're going to play the bag, you know, play even with the bag over there with a guy who could bunt.
Here's Isaac Knett fouling it in the batter's box right off his foot. Yeah, and the count at 0-1. Yeah, and if he doesn't field that one, Eric's rolling on the ground after being hit in his man parts.
Yeah, sensitive area.
Yes.
This is the guy the Flames need to get going.
Exactly.
The igniter.
Isaac has struggled at the plate here in the first game and a half. 0 for 2 today. And the pitch 2, Knett is outside a ball. The count at 1-1. One ball, one strike. Peyton Van Beck. A kick and pitch. The curveball followed back and out of play. Well, actually, it bounces back onto the field after hitting the netting here.
Where is your blazer today?
Same spot. Starting to develop some odds.
Rolling the dice.
Rolling the dice, baby. One ball, two strikes.
7-11.
Swing and a miss. Knett goes down on strikes. Nice pitch by Peyton Van Beck.
Just burning that corner right there. And Isaac Knett, his strikeout swinging. I don't see what he would have to say to umpire Tim Pratt. It was a foul ball. It was a swing and a miss and a swing and a miss.
Bring Ethan to the plate. He has Navratil, 1-for-2 so far today. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Two outs, no one on. And the pitch low and away, and 2-0 to Ethan.
Navratil, that high, deep fly out to right, single in the fourth.
The Big E takes a strike on the outside corner and 2-1.
The St. Cloud State Husky to be.
Two balls, one strike. Ground ball past Eric Schoenberg into left field, a base hit. I wonder if Pat Dolan, who's the head coach over at St. Cloud State, maybe let some of his local players know that, hey, I played in Cold Spring. I actually started my career playing for Richmond. I played in that region. For Richmond, and went on to play for the Springers. I played that small ball just like you guys.
He has. When Eli Emerson was, he's still at St. Cloud State, but when he was playing with Richmond, he's on their roster still, but he's playing Northwoods League this summer. He said he would get some texts from Dolan throughout the summer saying, like, how's it looking for regions? You know, are you guys going to play St. Martin? You going to play Brian and Kyle and Scott or anything like that? And Eli's like, yeah, well, that's cool that our coach knows about it. It's like, well, he lived it.
He lived the dream. Yeah. The dream of playing in Region 15C. Cody Ferre at the plate. The first pitch, a strike. Takes the breaking ball from Van Beck outside. And the count, one ball, one strike. Two outs, one on. Damer holding Navratil over at first. And the pitch, Ferre, boy, follows that right back to Kirby and I. Kirby, we were within a yardstick of that baseball.
My neighbor through my backyard was giving me some grief that I didn't catch that ball between the netting and the press box.
We had no clue that it was going to come in that gap.
And what are the odds? What are we looking at right there?
Yeah.
A foot and a half?
Exactly. And Ferre swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the Flames six. No runs a hit, no errors, one left on. We played 5.5. It's Spring Hill 6 and Farming nothing. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Taking fire safety precautions today can help keep your tomorrow secure. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, encourage you to talk fire safety, test your smoke alarms, and make an escape plan with your family during Fire Prevention Week. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Contact an agent today. With us, you can trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Customer satisfaction is our number one goal at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Hi, everyone. It's Colin. We strive to give every customer the best service possible. From test drive to explaining features and options, we want your buying experience to be great no matter what part of the process you are in. For the last 3 years, we have received the J.D. Powers Award for customer satisfaction, and we intend to keep it. So start shopping today at our dealership where we put customers first. Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, just off I-94 in Albany, and online at albanychrysler.com. Albany Chrysler, we're your dealer.
Hey, welcome back. Bottom of the sixth inning coming up here at Cold Spring. Spring Hill leading the Farming Flames 6-0. This not a state tournament qualifier yet. This is just live for next weekend.
And you got to win to get to that one.
Live to play. It would be New Munich next Saturday at 2:30, right?
The winner of that game at 2:30 would be a state tournament team. Saturday is a fun day for us. You get winning in at noon, St. Martin Cold Spring. Winning and winner of this one, New Munich at 2:30. Those winners play at 5:30. Is that an 11 o'clock start on Sunday?
Sunday at 11. Yep.
How about that? The wives will get to see us for dinner for once, huh?
There you go. That's, I think, the plan. Right.
That's why Ralphie schedules it that way?
Yeah. No, and you got to leave enough time just drafting. In case you get rain and drafting and everything else. I think they want the draft picks in earlier on Sunday already.
There was a issue Regions 2013 in Farming and 14 in El Rosa that our draft may have taken a tad longer than it should have.
No, but I think the state board has come to that where let's get your games done by this time on Sunday so we can get everything straight. Eric Terrace leading it off for Spring Hill on the bottom of the sixth inning. He's at the plate. The count, one ball, two strikes. Ethan Navarjel still on the mound.
Called the bunt attempt strike, and the base ump called it. They checked with the base ump. Tim Pratt checked with the base ump first shot. It's a new one. To see if you offered on a bunt.
Burscheid's a good 100 feet away. Pitch outside of ball, 2-2. Eric Terrace on the ground to short. Backhand by Foray. Nice, strong throw. Tyler Schrader has it for the out. And 6-3 in the putout. There you go, guys.
Taylor Foray knew he had to be quick, and quick he was as he plants, throws, dart across the diamond to Tyler Schrader to retire and keep off the pads Eric Terrace.
Austin Schoenberg to the plate. Austin, one for two today. Sacrifice bunt back in the fourth inning. Ethan Navarjel pitch. Schoenberg loops this to left field. That's a solid base hit for Austin. Now 2-for-3 on the day.
Reached base 3 of 4 times. The only time he didn't, it was a sack bunt that he almost beat out.
And to the plate, Jamie Terrace. Jamie, what's he done today? How about 3-for-3? Triple, run scored. Actually, 2 runs scored.
And an RBI.
And an RBI, yeah.
Seen it well on Sunday.
Ethan ready. Going is Schoenberg, and this one's fouled back and out of play. The hit and run on. And 0-1 to Jamie Terrace.
Another good jump. Even if it was a hit and run, if it was a straight steal and JT liked the pitch, it was another awesome jump right there from Austin Schoenberg.
0-1 the count. Tears back into the box. Schoenberg, not a real big lead at first. Ethan's pitch, low and in outside, and the count at a ball and a strike.
Flames down 6. They got 9 outs to play with. Got to keep it right here, though. Big bat at the plate. Hot bat at the plate.
1 ball, 1 strike. Going again, Austin Schoenberg. Great jump. Cody Foray doesn't even make the throw. And Schoenberg in with a stolen base.
Putting on a clinic here. How to steal a base 1-on-1. Hi, I'm Austin Schoenberg. Leave 3 seconds early because you have the pitcher's move figured out. Yep. And then stop at second.
Navarjel. Ready on the mound again. 2 balls and a strike. Now Schoenberg and Navarjel taking a look at each other. Pitch bouncing up to the plate. Nice stop by Cody Foray. And it's 3-1.
First base open right here. Got to assume that Navarjel's not going to get too cute with a guy who's 3-for-3 on the day.
Bottom of the sixth inning.
You got 20 minutes before the Put Show, Randy.
Yeah, the Dick Put Show is going to be late tonight. We're going to try to get it at some point tonight. Randy does have to pick pickles tonight, too, yet.
Well, and after Joe Gill packs up his cooler to head to Battle Lake, you got to be up bright and early and bushy-tailed for the morning show tomorrow.
That's right. That's right. Ball four, and Jamie Terrace will walk. That's going to draw a visit from Dale Schrader out to the mound. And following Dale, Adam Winkles. Pitching change for the Flames here, Kirby.
Yeah, it looks like Adam Winkles is going to come in. We'll have to see how Dale rearranges his squad. Why don't we step aside for a minute and come back with that defensive change for you. 6-0 in favor of Spring Hill, and they're batting still in the bottom of the sixth inning. Back in a minute on Chasm Radio.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Lake Henry Implement wishes the best to all the area teams in this year's tournament. You can find the most efficient and advanced tractors in the industry at Lake Henry Implement, along with top quality service. Stop in and check the lot of equipment, Massey, Ferguson, Heston, H&S, along with tillage equipment, skid loaders, manure spreaders, and mowers for your lawn. The savings are huge and are waiting for you with every purchase at Lake Henry Implement. Stop in and see for yourself what they all have for your farming needs. Lake Henry Implement, located on Highway 4 north of Lake Henry.
All right, welcome back to Cold Spring Baseball Park. Pitching change, Adam Winkles on in relief of Ethan Navratil here in the sixth inning. 6-0 Farming lead, or actually a Spring Hill lead, excuse me. 6-0 Spring Hill. Farming going to the well with Adam Winkles.
Oh, what a dick.
Wow. Here we are. Randy Shainberg bringing us the official numbers.
Oh runs God. Within two.
Within two. Randy Rothstein just about nailed it. Thank goodness. Well, you were right there, though, too, Kirby.
That's what I'm saying. I'm 17 off, and it's going to cost me a candy bar, but 17 off, and I still lose. Yesterday, I was off 200, and I won.
694.
That's the total attendance. For the weekend?
2,023 people have come through the gates, paid attendance. That's not to say all the kids.
Or other freeloaders.
Wow. And at the plate for Spring Hill, it's Anthony Reverman.
And that's just a testament to the greatest region out there, Region 15C, 2,023 people in 3 days coming here to Cold Spring to enjoy baseball. Tip of the cap.
First pitch of ball to Anthony from Winkles, and there's a strike called, and 1-1.
That defensive change, Aaron Eink, excuse me, Braden it Eink. Was Braden Eink came out of the game. Ethan Navratil now in at third.
Adam Winkles, the right-hander, looking back to second with runners at first and second, delivers, and Reverman falls it back and out of play. The count, a ball and two strikes. Yeah, so 694 today. Randy guesses 696. Kirby guesses 711. I mean, it took us a couple days, Kirby, but we got this picking figured out. It's going to be a lot closer now, isn't it?
I
threw you a curveball yesterday, said it's going to be over 1,000.
Yeah. Figure that out. The guy invents this game. He brings me into this game, you know, unbeknownst to me, and he says, well, you got to guess at least 1,000 people. It's like, okay. So I guess 1,000, and I'm off by 200, but I still won.
Here's Reverman, ground ball back to Winkles. He glued to third base for one. Navratil's high throw sails over Tyler Schrader's head and down the right field line. Jamie Terrace takes the big turn at third. Here he comes home, and Jamie will be tagged out by Cody Ferray to end the sixth inning. A little wild and crazy baseball here, almost out of the wild, wild west. Okay, let's figure that one out. For the Spring Hill Chargers in the sixth inning. No runs on one hit. There was no errors and no one left on base.
You got to give an error, don't you?
You got to give an error. Yeah, you got to give one error. One error and one man left on base. So we played six innings. 6-0 Spring Hill over Farming. We're back in a minute on KASM.
If you're in the market to buy or sell your home or property, Matt Imdick of Central Minnesota Realty would like to talk with you. They have 12 office locations and 70 agents ready to serve your needs with a flexible commission structure and free home evaluations offered. If you need a strong team to help you buy or sell a property, call Central Minnesota Realty today at 320-420-1295. We're a local family, one company operation excited to earn your business. Please visit us at CentralMinnesotaRealty.com or call Matt Imdick at 320-420-1295. Stearns County Baseball in the summertime goes together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agricultural, home refinancing, or whatever the needs may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank. Customer service is their priority. With offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back at top of the seventh inning. Brad Murray going to lead it off for Farming. A little chaos here in the press box to end that sixth inning as Murray squibs one to second. Eric Terrace with a great barehanded pickup, flipping it to Damer, and they get the out 4-3. That's a nice play.
Think of where with a left-handed hitter up and a pretty traditional pull lefty, E.T.'s back out on the outfield grass, Randy. He's got to come all the way over grab the ball, barehand it, and flip it over to Damer to make that play.
Yeah.
As, very nice right there by Eric.
So one out. And here's Josh Becker. Becker so far today, 0 for 2. And a strike called, 0-1. Van Beck's pitch, strike 2, called to Becker, and 0-2.
Coming right at him. You get that 6-run lead, and they're down to their final 8 outs. Why not? Nobody on base. Bottom of the order.
Tyler Schrader on deck. Pitch high to Josh. And the count, 1-2.
Kid's been good. He's impressed. And you said it last year. He was a draft pick. Was he the first pick going into states for Watkins?
He would have been, yeah.
He was there,
yeah.
Number one overall, so second in the draft.
1-2.
Kimball took Eli Emerson from Richmond.
Yeah, they took Emerson, yeah. 2-2 to count. Ready on the mound. The kick, the pitch. Ooh, inside to Becker in the count, 4-3-2. So Peyton was ahead in the count, 0-2. Now Becker has worked the count, 4-3-2. The pitch. Becker ground ball to third. Eric Schoenberg's been like automatic. Just so good at third today. 5-3 in the put out across the diamond. Another scorcher of a two-hopper.
Call him Rabbit, but he's got cat-like reflexes today. Is keeping everything in front of him. Yeah. Seems to find it in the pocket. Gets out of there, and he can flick it across the diamond easily.
Got to bring Tyler Schrader to the plate. Tyler 0-2. The Flames with just 3 hits on the day. Ethan Navratil with 2 of those. And the pitch high to Tyler, 1-0 from Peyton Van Beck.
Awesome pitching performances we've seen from Spring Hill.
The pitch. Schrader ground ball to short. Jamie Terrace with a nice two-hop pickup. Throw to Damer. Damer hangs on the bag with the foot. And 6-3 in the putout of Schrader. That'll end the seventh for the Flames. No runs, no hits. No errors, no one left on. We have played 6.5. It's Spring Hill 6, Farming nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
For some of the very best food in the area, make the Greenwald Pub your stop. Evening specials and daily noon specials. They also do catering and will deliver to your location, or you can pick up what you need. Phone ahead for your events. They rent out tables and chairs too. Get your events booked at the pub. Phone 987-3100. Wishing all the best to the area teams from the gang at the Greenwald Pub in Greenwald.
Attention farmers, do you still use silo loaders? Are you having trouble getting parts? Well, Dairyland Supply and Sac Center can help. We carry an extensive line of new parts on hand for Badger, Hanson, Jamesway, Vandale, and more. Give Mike, Dan, or Lashana a call at 800-338-6455 for your silo parts needs. before harvest sneaks up on us.
If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Welcome back to Cold Spring. Region 15C baseball makes our way to the bottom of the seventh inning. Bottom of the seventh. Spring Hill leading 6-0. Adam Winkles going to work his first full inning of work. He came on last inning in relief of Ethan Navarchil.
He's got the responsibility of keeping it right here, trying to give his teammates a chance.
Yeah, Adam was able to get a ground ball back to him. He threw to third to get a force out. And the throw to first went wild, and Jamie Terrace tried to score, and they cut down Jamie at the plate. So kind of a unusual double play. Randy Schoenberg brings that candy bar up there. Kirby Hemish had handed him the dollar bill. Thank you for the delivery.
Don't choke on it, Randy.
It's a little frozen. I'm going to let it thaw just a little bit, Kirby.
Well, won't take long.
All right. At the plate for the Chargers is Regan Nelson. Regan 1-for-3 so far today. First pitch of ball, and Winkles pitch again, 2-0 outside. Two balls, no strikes, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors for the Chargers. That's a big goose egg there. No runs, 3 hits, 4 errors for the Flames. Pitch outside to Nelson, now 3-0.
Should be 2-1.
Should it be?
Yes. Okay.
Two balls, one strike. We'll go with that.
First pitch was a strike.
Winkles pitch. A little bit low, and 3-1 now. 3 balls, 1 strike. Nelson will foul this one off. Boy, that's over by Eric Schoenberg by the third base dugout.
It hit that, the railing or the concrete between the dugout?
Yeah.
Like the top of the dugout concrete?
Kind of the top of the dugout there. Just a scorching line drive. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Regan Nelson leading off the seventh here for the Chargers. Adam Winkles kicks and delivers, and a swing and a miss. That in the dirt, Cody Foray will step out. He'll throw to first. And the official put out.
First strikeout for Winkles.
One down. And Eric Schoenberg up to the plate. Eric so far today, 0-for-2. Draw a walk back in the first inning. But more importantly, Schoenberg's game today has been some great play over at third base.
It's been a brick wall over there.
Pitch outside of ball, 1-0. 1 ball, no strikes. Owen Meyer on deck. Winkles ready, and the pitch. Schoenberg rips this to second. Aaron Eink gloves it cleanly over to first. 4-3 in the putout.
Nice job by Eink. Gain ground going deep right there. And you're playing that second base position. That's the advantage you get of having that extra time because your throw's shorter. So you come across, get it, flip it quickly to Schrader for 2 quick ones here in the seventh.
Going to bring Owen Meyer to the plate. Owen 0-for-3. Chargers with 9 hits today. A lot of those hits, though, coming at the top part of the order with Austin Schoenberg having a couple. Jamie Terrace has 3. Here's a fly ball that's going to drop in front of Will Mergen out in right center field, and Owen Meyer gets into the hit column.
Well, they got 6 runs. Eric Terrace in the leadoff spot has 2. Austin Schoenberg in the 2 spot has 2. Jamie Terrace in the 3 spot has 2. 2-2-2 is 6 as their 11th hit right there.
And we're going to get Carter Cheetah to pinch hit for Luke Damer. So Carter picks up a bat with 2 outs and 1 on. And Adam Winkles pitch. Cheetah scorches this line drive foul right by the first base dugout. Few oohs and ahs down there, and hopefully everybody is okay.
Get some talking. Heading the game over there if you're going to hang over that railing like that.
the lead over at first by Owen Meyer. And the pitch. Cheetah, the ground ball to third. In on the grass, Ethan Navarchil. Throw to first, and Schrader, I think his foot came off the bag, but it went back on, and that'll do it. 5-3 on the put out of Cheetah, and the Chargers go down in the seventh. No runs, a hit, no errors, and one left on. Seven in our books. Spring Hill 6, Farming nothing. More baseball with Kirby Hemish coming up in a minute on KASM.
Your smile with healthy teeth makes a first impression. Your teeth are meant to last a lifetime. The team at Albany Family Dentistry can assist you with all your dental needs to keep your teeth and mouth healthy. They offer comprehensive dentistry and advanced services like professional cleaning, dental implants, 3D x-rays, one-visit crowns, bridge work, root canals, teeth whitening, and so much more. Put your dental health in the care of Albany Family Dentistry. For an appointment, phone 1-855-845-8415. Good luck to all the area teams. Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products without unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-body flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.